Welcome to the sixth dimension of the Yud-K awareness or Yud-K experience in our Shirisi principle program. You know, the true purpose of this program is to learn to transcend your negative addictions and to enable you to soar above the mountains like an eagle, free of the pull of these addictions. And we know that negative addictions, whether they're emotional, based on trauma, based on behavioral addictions like gambling or drinking or porn or whatever it may be, or anger, right? Resentment, hurt, whatever they may be. They have a tendency to be incredibly tenacious, hold on like a bulldog, hanging on for a lifetime, continuously entrapping us, pulling us down into negative feelings, helplessness, anxiety, panic, fears. The list we know by now is endless. So here is the challenge. If the goal of life as a Torah Jew is to learn to soar like an eagle above the mountains, above our negative addictions, how can this be achieved if they've been so deeply implanted in our minds and bodies? How do we achieve this? We're going to find an answer, an important answer, in this sixth dimension of our Yud-K awareness. I call it discovering the power of the elevated heart. I want to give you a medrash, which Rashi, the great commentator of the Chumash, discusses in Bereishis, in the first parsha of Bereishis, when he gives a very cryptic statement. He said that Hashem created the world through the letter He, and He created the world to come through the letter Yud. Now, the letter He contains two letters, and if you write it out, you'll see what I mean. It's comprised of a Dalet and a Vav. It's not completely closed because there's a little space between the Vav on the left side and the roof of the Dalet, which runs from left to right or right to left. But one thing that is so obvious about the letter He is that it has no bottom. It's open at the bottom. And Rashi quotes the Medrash saying that Hashem created the world through the letter He because those people who live their lives far from Hashem, far from His Torah and mitzvahs, davening, brachas, inevitably fall out through the bottom. There is no floor. Where do they fall? Well, let's just say they fall into oblivion. And those who are close to Hashem, we call them tzaddikim, Bali Chesed, Bali Amuna, Bali Bitochen, people who believe, people who love Hashem, people who do mitzvahs with great sincerity and dedication, they don't fall out through the bottom. Where do they reside? They reside at the top of the Dalet, near the roof, And that's so fascinating, because if we look at this concept, it's almost as if those who fall through are just obeying the laws of gravity. If you pick up a coin, a penny, a nickel, a dime, or anything, and you drop it, it falls. That's how Hashem created the world, the laws of gravity. So how is it that a tzaddik, a chassid, a bal emunah, bal bitochen, someone who's close to Hashem, how is it that that individual is able to defy the laws of gravity? We can take this physical model, and we can also build a model based on neuroscience, interestingly enough. Because, you know, the world of neuroscience attributes a lot of our addictions, a lot of our moods, a lot of our negative thoughts and feelings to what is called the negativity bias, which, although they don't believe in Hashem, they just see man as wired the way you wire a computer. They say that for some reason man is wired in such a way that he will always, or she will always, gravitate towards the negative. Why is that? Well, they come up with some ideas about the how man evolved, you know, the kind of stuff they throw at us. But they're working under this principle called the negativity bias, which they have to work against and enable people to go beyond it. Well, it's clear that we call this negativity bias the Yetzer Hara. We know who the Yetzer Hara is. And the positivity bias is the Yetzer Tov. And we know that Hashem created each of us with what we call Bechira, free will. So when we say that somebody falls out through the hay at the bottom into oblivion, that person is merely following the laws of emotional gravity, the laws of what we call neuroscience, that his or her negative addictions are pulling them down through the bottom and into who knows where. So the reality is that a person who lives their lives continuously pulled by addictions, bad feelings, hurt, anger, anxiety, panic, positive addiction, behavioral addictions of drinking or gambling or eating or spending or porn or whatever the case may be, that every time an individual is pulled by the addiction, emotional or behavioral, they're being pulled down through the bottom into oblivion. And every time a person overcomes the addiction, finds a way of transcending the addiction, the feeling, the thought, the behavior, that person is learning to defy the laws of gravity and live their lives in Olam Hazeh, in this world, and in Olam Haba, in the world to come, at the very top of the Dalit. And that's where Hashem wants us to reside. And that really is the essence of the program. How to learn to live in a way where you defy the laws of emotional and spiritual gravity and float, transcend, be elevated, not falling through the bottom into oblivion, into horrible feelings, into a messed up life. So the reality is that every moment when you are inspired, when you are connected to Hashem, when you experience the yud kei vav kei in your life, when you're saying a bracha, when you're davening, when you're praying, when you're saying kriya shema, shmon esrei, whatever you're doing, when you're connected to the yud kei vav kei, then you are elevated. You understand the meaning of inspiration, of fulfillment, of appreciation, Hakaras HaTov, of chesed, of caring, of love. And rather than do a separate meditation, we're going to integrate a brief meditation into this presentation to enable you to experience what I'm talking about. So, I'd like you to close your eyes, or if you're walking, just continue walking in a place where you won't be distracted. And I'd like you to imagine that you're standing by the Kosel, that beloved Kosel. And as you're standing by the Kosel, as before, I'd like you to imagine that the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, these golden letters, these letters that spell Hashem's name, Hashem's messenger and agent in the universe that gives life, the source of all life in the world and the universe, the Yud Kei Vav Kei that we see so many times in each bracha throughout our prayers. I'd like you to imagine that these gentle letters, radiating golden, rest on your heart. And as they rest on your heart, you place, and you can't physically do this, place your right, your left hand on top of the letters, and your right hand on top of your left hand. And as you stand opposite the wall, with your hands folded on each other, covering the golden letters that radiate life, which sit next to your heart, I'd like to imagine that you're speaking to Hashem. And you're saying these words, Hashem, you are so aware of how my negative addictions pull me down, cause me to feel and do and say and think things I don't want to really do or say or feel. And you are aware, Hashem, of the power of these forces within me, how they overtake me like a Niagara Falls. They overwhelm me, cause me to feel helpless, unable to lead the life I desire to lead. But Hashem, I am also aware that you have given me a heart and a soul, and you have given me the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei that enable my heart to feel a sense of closeness to you, inspiration, to feel your love for me and for my love for you. And Hashem, I am aware that each Yud Kei, each mention of the word Yud Kei of your holy name, enables me to feel elevated beyond the gravitational pull, beyond the entrapment of my negative addictions. Hashem, I do not want to descend. I want to be elevated. Please enable my heart to experience those feelings of inspiration and love that enable it to feel elevated and close to you. I want to live my life in a way that enables me to feel love for others, love for myself, love for you. When I am davening, praying, saying brachas, whether my hands are on my heart or not, I want to remember that the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is on my heart. And this is elevating my heart continuously. And it is you, Hashem, who is enabling me to defy the laws of gravity, to feel this elevation as I exist in the palm of your loving hand, always supporting, always buoying me. And as you are speaking to Hashem, imagine or even experience the sense of elevation in your heart, a lightness in your heart, a lightness in your soul, in your mind. That lightness enables you to feel as if you are defying the laws of emotional and spiritual gravity. This is why you were created. And you can achieve this with every tefillah, with every bracha. Wherever you are, with every relationship. If you keep this in your mind and heart, if you keep your elevated heart at the center of your awareness, then this is the center of the Shivisi principle.